Hi there, my name is Sarai. I'm the youth leader for LWYM, the high school and middle school ages, and I'd like to welcome you to this edition of the podcast. Every week I will be touching upon different topics, so make sure to tune in on a weekly basis where the topics will be changing. Log on to lwym.org and scroll all the way to the bottom of the page until you see the sign, the little note that says podcast, and you'll be able to download them onto your computer or to your iPods to take them with you. On this edition, we'll be talking about the loss of trust in our friends. 2 weeks ago, I had teens write down different topics that we haven't touched upon at LWYM, and I had them to be, I wanted them to be sincere with me and honest, concrete. And I'd like to thank those who participated because the topics that I got back were really, really good. And I'd like to thank everyone who participated again. And I will take a time each week to touch upon very lightly on the topics because I don't want to take too much time. And once a month, on a Friday basis, I will touch upon these topics that the kids, like you listeners, have submitted in. So I urge you, if you have a topic that you would like me to share, to email me at info@lwym.org, or you can email me at sarahi@lwym.org. Again, the title of this podcast is the loss of trust in friends. This is a very delicate topic because as a high schooler and as a middle schooler, you want to have friends. You want to fit in. You have all these friends that are trying to have the latest trends, have the latest clothing, and you want to fit in. You don't want to feel outcasted, and I can understand that. But the problem is that we as teens, we tend to put our friends on this pedestal that no one else can touch. God forbid our parents were to say, look, I keep telling you not to talk to so-and-so and you keep it da-da-da-da-da. Right when our parents touch that nerve, we get offended. We always get offended. But I don't want to go in a different direction. But it's funny how we tend to trust our friends more than we do our parents. It's sad to say because I know that many at LWYM don't have that good relationship with their parents. But I know that the majority are working on it. So that being said, we tend to put our friends at a pedestal. Regardless if they're Christian or not, we tend to put them at a high place and no one can touch them. And what they say and what they think and what they may tell you matters most. And that's the first mistake that we have. So that being said, when we put our trust in our friends to a degree where what they say matters the most, well, guess what? When you place all your trust on a human being, they are likely to fall. They are likely to hurt you because we're not perfect human beings. God wired us to be imperfect because he is perfect. So therefore, we shouldn't depend on ourselves, but depend on him that he is perfect. But as teenagers, we tend to think that we know it all. And I don't want to come down on you guys, but I was a teenager once. And guess what? I thought I knew it all. And I don't. And you don't. So it's good to every now and then to pick a brain at the pastor, pick a brain with Gio, pick a brain with older people who are spiritually grounded in the Word of God and listen to what they have to say. Because maybe you can learn something from them, learn something from their experiences. So when we lose trust in our friends, let me give you an example. Let's say Michael, you entrusted in him. You put this trust in him in a situation that you were going through. And you needed to vent. You needed to breathe. And you let him know on a situation that you were going through. Well, then Michael, the next day, you go to school. And it just so happens that you have Michael for fourth, fifth, and sixth period. Well, now fourth, sixth, and fifth period, they all know your problems. And let's say you're in eighth grade or you're a senior. Now your whole class, your eighth grade class or your senior class, they all know your problems because that's how word gets around. Well, how are you going to feel? You're going to feel betrayed because you placed your confidence on a best friend, on a friend that you confided on. Maybe this is a friend that you grew up with. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to confide in someone. I'm not saying that it's wrong. But sometimes we don't choose wisely our friends. We don't choose them correctly. And when we have worldly friends, when you go to them for advice and for help, what more can you expect? You can't expect much from people who aren't Christians. You can't expect much because whatever advice they're going to give you, it's not going to bring you to the feet of the Lord. They're not going to have you turn to the Word of God. They're going to give you their life experiences, their worldly advice. So analyze, sit back and analyze the friends that you call friends. Because like it or not, they do influence you in a way. And sooner or later, their habits are going to become yours. Correct? And when that happens, you need to sit back and you need to think, okay, are they influencing me to get closer to God? When I need encouragement, are they encouraging me to read the Word, to go to God? Are they helping me spiritually? Is that friendship helping me? Or are they causing you to go astray from your faith in God? Think about it. So the Bible says that to cast all your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. When we cast our cares to a human being, they're likely to do mistakes to hurt us time and time and again. But when we go to Jesus and we confide in him our problems, and he's willing to guide us in whom to trust. If you don't trust your parents, I urge you to go to the pastors. The pastors are more than able to help you along your way with any questions or concerns or situations that you may be encountering, because high school and middle school is very hard. But there is hope, because maybe you're thinking, well, Sarai, I trusted in this person and they hurted me. I felt really hurt by what happened. And that's okay. But there's still hope in restoring that friendship. It might not happen quickly. It might not happen tomorrow. It may take some time to kind of test the waters with the person. But check out what the Bible says in restoring friendships. In Ephesians 4:32, it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." I don't know how long you've known this person, but, you know, when you confide yourself in someone that's secular, someone who's in the world, you really can't expect much from that person. And that's the bottom line. If this is a Christian best friend that has betrayed you or hurted you, well, God has given me more than an opportunity to forgive me. He's forgiven me so many times I've lost count. Because I fall on a daily basis. We the Bible says we fall short of the glory of God. But there is a second chance. There is a second chance. And the Bible also says to guard our heart. Someone very dear to me several years ago told me that. He told me, Sarai, guard your heart at all times. Why? Because I've been there. I know how it is to have a big group of friends and all of a sudden you lose trust in these people. And it hurts more when they're a Christian. But that doesn't mean that you're going to lock yourself up in a cave for the rest of your life and not want to have friends because you're scared of being hurt again. No, it's not the proper way to do things. I mean, you could, but the Bible tells us to have friends. To have this communion, to fellowship with one another. But you're probably telling me, well, how can I do that if I keep getting hurt? Well, you guard your heart. You examine the way that people walk. Examine their ways. Examine the way that they proceed. Examine it. Put it to test. And if they follow through, if they seem trustworthy, then you do it baby steps. You don't want to all of a sudden, from one moment to the next, confide in them with something and all of a sudden, boom. No, just take it baby steps and see where it goes. See where it goes. Again, Ephesians 4:32 says to be kind and compassionate to one another. This is the way that Jesus is towards us. Forgiving each other, just as Christ, God, forgave you. So think about it for a moment. Meditate on it. Digest it. And really think on the friends that you call friends. Because if they're influencing you to become a better Christian, then you already know what to do. If they're influencing you to do other things that don't honor God, then you know what to do. So I'm only here to guide you, not to tell you what to do, but to guide you in what the Word of God says. And to just do it in love. I hope that everyone has taken advantage of this opportunity. Feel free to email me with any topics or concerns that you might have at Sarahi, S-A-R-A-H-I, at lwym.org or at info@lwym.org. So until next time, remember that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. God bless.